Shalom to all. Today we're going to Maseches Makos, Perek Aleph, Mishleches Mishletes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esar Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Fein Ruzivik Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. And we teach you with more drashas from this pasuk of Al Pi Shnayim Oy Shloisha Edim Yumas Hames. And we compare these two and three edim together with a number of drashas in previous Mishnah. And we continue Mashnayim Nimtza Echad Men Karav Apostle Edusim B'Teila Af Shloisha Nimtza Echad Men Karav Apostle Edusim B'Teila. Just like two edim, if one of them turns out to be a karav, he's a relative, or he's a apostle, for whatever reason he's not allowed to give edos, so their edos is bottle, it's nullified, it's thrown out the window because we don't have a kosher group of Edim, only one of them is kosher. It's the same thing with three Edim. Even if one of them turns out to be a karav apostle, the whole Edus is bottle. Minayin afilu mea, and really this applies even to 100 Edim. If one of them turns out to be a karav apostle, their Edus is bottle. Tamalemer Edim, that's because the pasuk is Edim, meaning any group of Edim, no matter how big it is, it could be 100. If one of them turns out to be a karav apostle, the whole thing is going to be thrown out. But now Amar Rabbi Yosi says, when is it said, bedin nefashos? Only when it's a capital case. Aval bedin mamonos, if it's a monetary situation, to sky by Edus Bashar. So the Edus could be fulfilled with the other Edim. Let's say we have three Edim that came to Bezin, testifying that Reuven owes Shimon $100, and it turns out that one of them is a karver apostle, so we'll just put him to the side, we'll make him sit on the bench, and we'll use the two kosher remaining Edim. However, Rebbe says, Echadin and Mamonis, Echadin and Fashais, it applies equally to Mamonis and Fashais, that we'll take whatever Edim or Krivim or Psulim and put them to the side and use the remaining Edim for the Edus necessary. However, Ve'emasai, when is this? Meaning, when is it that in Edin and Fashais case, we're going to say that in entire edus is batal because a person's a karav apostle, bizman shehisru bahen. That's only if the karav apostle is one of the edim that warned the guy. So let's say, for example, Reuven's about to kill Shimon, and a whole bunch of people are watching, and one of the people says, Reuven, don't kill Shimon. If you do, you're going to be chayv misa, and that guy who gave the hasro, who gave the warning, turned out to be a karav apostle, so then the whole edus is batal. Afal bizman shelo hisru bahen, but if that guy, the karav apostle, didn't warn the perpetrator, then that's not going to be mvatal the entire edus, because ma yasu shnei achen shiro be'echad. What are you going to do about two brothers who saw along with another guy that somebody killed somebody else? Let's say you have two brothers going along with a friend of theirs. They're walking down the road, enjoying a nice afternoon walk. It's quiet. It's scenic. Then they hear some yells and screaming. They run to the scene and they find Reuven about to stab Shimon. Now, one of the brothers and the other guy gives Hasra. Now, if we're going to say that Reuven gets to go scot-free because, look, there's two brothers watching and two brothers are possible to give edus together, then we're very potentially going to run into an issue in many situations, because any time we have something that happens where a car or puzzle just simply happens to be watching, the person's going to go scot-free. And that's what Rabbi says, that the only time a carver puzzle passels the entire group of people is if he was the one that gave the warning. But if he didn't give the warning, so then he doesn't passel everyone. Moving on to Mishnah Test, we continue discussing tziruf, combining different people, and to see whether or not they're considered one group or two groups. So let's say, two seen from this window, two seen from that window. Let's say we have a courtyard and there's a bunch of windows overlooking it. We have Reuven and Shimon in one window watching what's going on, and we have Levi and Yehud in a different window watching what's going on in the courtyard, and Beryl's about to stab Shmerel, and one guy is warning him in the middle, meaning we have Getzel in the middle telling Beryl, you know you're not allowed to do that, and if you do, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. And again, remember, we have our two groups of Edim, Reuven and Shimon, and Levi and Yehuda, watching from two separate windows. Bizmach Muktasin Roin Elu Aselu, if some of them can see some of them, Harelu Edus Achas, it's considered one Edus. Meaning if the Masre, the warner, Getzel, he's in the middle, if he could see this group of Edim, and he could see the other group of Edim, even though the groups of Edim can't see each other, it's still considered like one Edus, and it's like four people all together saw this. Vimlav, but if not, it's two separate edios. What's the difference? Lefikach, therefore, im nim to achzman zoymemes, if one of these groups becomes zoymen, hu vehin ne'rogin vashni patura, he and them are going to be killed, and the second one is pater. If it's considered two separate groups of edim, so then let's say Reuven and Shimon become edim zoymen, so they're going to be killed because they're zoymen due to the fact that they tried to get Beryl to be killed, but the edios of the second group, Levi and Yehuda, that's going to stay strong, so Beryl actually will get killed at the end of the day, and the second group, Levi and Yehuda, is going to be putter because they didn't do anything wrong. They actually gave great edos. Rabbi Yossi argues with this whole situation that we just set up for a totally different reason. Lo'ilam ein ne'rogin, edim zayman are not going to be killed. Achu pi shnei edav masrim bai. There has to be two edim warning the guy. It's not enough for Getzel alone to be warning Beryl not to stab Shmerel and to have these two groups of edim watching from the window. We have to have two edim warning him. Shnei, because the pasuk says al pi shnayim edim, and so we see it has to be two edim. Now, Dover acher, another way of understanding, al pi shnayim edim, shloit hei sanhedrin shemas mi pi hametergamon, this tells us that Sanhedrin is not allowed to hear the testimony from a translator. They have to be able to hear it from the edim themselves directly, and they have to be able to understand them. So let's say we have two yidden coming along from China, giving their edus in Chinese. They don't speak Hebrew or Yiddish or English or any other language. All they do is speak Chinese. The bezin can't have a translator telling us what they say. They have to understand Chinese, and only then would it be valid edus. And that's what it means, al pi shnayim edim, from the mouths of these two edim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.